Blog Talk Radio.
Like sand through the hourglass, so are the nights of BTR. In the Bay, and these are the Knights of BTR.
Hello, Bill Wagner. It's the subject of the conspiracy.
What conspiracy is that?
I don't know. What are you doing over there, you golden voice thing, you?
Oh, all kinds of good stuff. I'm just a little bit relaxed tonight. Just chilling out a minute. Talking philosophy here for a minute here. I'm talking about cool things.
Well, you know, philosophy is a... What did that song say? Is a dog on or something. Yeah, I'm having a show. It's sort of a slow show, but I don't care. I just was bored and wanted to play on BTR.
Well, it's Saturday night.
Well, la-dee-da.
There it is.
Hi, Jack.
Go get back to my...
Well, it seems BTR banned one of my IPs again.
Well, that's what we got to learn. And I told you the other night, man. I told you. I've been telling you.
I'm not sure why they did that, though.
Yeah, anyway. If you could buy this platform, what are you talking about?
That's all right. Yeah, I can change my IP at will now.
That's right. Easy. You guys ever heard of the band Pantera? Either one of you?
No, but I've heard of the color chart.
Okay, you ever heard of Metallica?
And I loved eating that in that restaurant. They got great bread.
Okay, you hear what, Metallica? Well, I'm the Metallica singer. Okay, I'm that heavy hardcore Pantera singer. That's me.
Hey, and what singing Metallica?
What's that?
What are you singing Metallica?
Oh, I can do anything by Metallica. It's no big deal.
The Black Conservative has been asking people on his show to contribute money to pay for BTR. Have you seen where he lives?
No, I don't even know his name.
His name is Kenny L. Bolton. Used to be a pastor, but he's been defrocked. Kenny has people on his show saying, hey, I'm on disability, I'm on SSI, I can't afford it, but I'll do without HBO or I'll do without cable for a month to keep the Black Conservative show going. Meanwhile, he's collecting money on PayPal and probably collecting 10 times what it costs him to pay them for a month. And sitting there letting these people who have no money give him money. And that's what he's all about, because
right.
All his court records
show... Somebody does that, Jew. When somebody does that, who's the idiot? You know? I mean, the beggar, or... Think about it. The beggar or the giver?
The idiot is the grifter.
Is that me or you, Bill?
Yes, 90? It should be. Yeah, it should be. Oh, it should be buyer beware. But these people believe in the Black Conservative. He's a grifter. I think that's what it's all about.
So you and Debbie buried the hatch, obviously.
I was never angry at Debbie.
Oh, give it one. You hate my guts, bitch.
Debbie,
you know.
Debbie thinks I'm one of the most evil people in the world, but I'm one of the nicest people you'll ever meet.
Let's make BTR history. I love you, Jew.
No, we're not making that tonight. But
you're a good buddy. Yeah, I've always thought you're a good guy. I always stuck up for you.
Great
guy. No, I just can't stand these rumors, Debbie. I can't stand these rumors about people saying that you want me dead. I don't understand that.
Jesus Christ, I'm a goddamn soccer mom. I want you dead. Jesus Christ, how stupid is that?
I know, but it's like a constant... No, I don't believe it, but I hear these things. I go, what are the freaking hell are we...
You should hear what I hear.
I couldn't imagine.
You should hear some of the shit they tell me. They played a video audio. They played an audio of you. Check this out. And I can play it for you right now if you don't believe me. They have an audio of you saying, I have 10, this is you talking. Boys, I have $10,000 in a Visa prepaid card for y'all if you will go and kill Debbie Daly. It's on YouTube. It came out today.
What?
This is Vincent the Bay, and these are the Knights of BTR.
Yeah. Vince in the Bay. Hey, everybody. Welcome to the show. It's Disorderly Conduct. It's Wednesday night. And tonight, it's Knights of BTR. Kind of like Days of Our Lives, but Knights of BTR. Yeah. Thank you for joining me here. I have Ken Moore with me, and I also have my good compadre in crime here on BTR, Cletus. What's going on, dude?
What's going on, man?
Not much, dude. Just hanging loose. I don't know if you heard that clip, but I opened up with that clip from I actually got it from, it was both on Bill Wagoner's show and Debbie's show.
I didn't hear it.
Oh.
I kind of got here a little bit late.
Oh, yeah. I've been meaning to play this. I thought it was funny. I listened to it. It was Saturday night. I was busy doing my party sexy time business. And Sunday I was taking care of doing the Grammy stuff. Yesterday I was doing the Bonnaroo thing, and I wanted to play that clip. Because I called Debbie, that was last week, I called Debbie and Bill Wagoner like the what are they? They're like the Bo and Hope of BTR, referring to Bo and Hope from Days of Our Lives.
I called Ghost Show today and invited him to your show tonight, and he hung up on me.
Why'd you do that?
I just told him, you know, Ghost, you ought to come to the show. Well, he acted like he didn't hear me at first. He said, well, I didn't hear
you.
You're
kidding me? That guy is sawing logs right now. That dude's
way past his
bedtime.
Well, hold up now. Used to he would do his shows at about 10 o'clock, you know, before he went off. Mm-hmm. And, you know, he'd
I know he used to do a later show. But I don't know, I'd love to have him on the show, but he doesn't seem like the kind of guy that's just kind of sticks to his own show and that's it.
Hey, one more thing. You think you can get that other Nature Boy to be your co-host?
You know what? I would love to have him be a part of this program. If he wants to be a guest at any point, he's more than welcome. I think he's you know, a talented guy, and I'm sure he'll land on his feet. I honestly think that Nature Boy was kind of slowing him down, to be quite honest, you know. I think Nature Boy was sort of the voice of that operation, but I think a lot of the behind-the-scenes stuff was all Kilgore, and you're gonna notice just in the overall production value and content of the programming that Nature Boy will have now without Kilgore, you'll see a significant drop-off. That's because Kilgore brought a lot to the table behind the scenes.
Right. Hmm. Well, what else has been going on this week? Today, bro,
you missed it. This is the whole premise of my goddamn show, motherfuckers. You show up late and you miss shit, right?
Fine.
You know what? Here, I'll play it again for you, goddamn it. I just played it a goddamn second ago.
Well, it is fun.
What?
We're sorry.
There we go. We're sorry. I'm going to play this, and then when I come back, we'll bring on the... the one angry Jew.
Lover boy.
That's right. This is a new segment I'm starting now. This is the first time I've done it. A new segment on my program called Knights of BTR. And this is the first edition of Knights of BTR dedicated to Debbie, Bill, and the Jew. Here it is.
Like sand through the hourglass, so are the Knights of BTR.
Hey,
Vince in the Bay, and these are the Knights of BTR.
Hello, Bill Wagoner. It's the subject of the conspiracy.
What conspiracy is that?
I don't know. What are you doing over there, you golden voice thing, you?
Oh, all kinds of good stuff. I'm just a little bit relaxed tonight. Just chilling out a minute. Talking philosophy here for a minute here. I'm talking about cool things.
Well, you know, philosophy is what did that song say? Is a dog on or something. Yeah, I'm having a show. It's sort of a slow show, but I don't care. I just was bored and wanted to play on BTR.
Well, it's Saturday night.
Well, la-dee-da.
There it is.
Hi, Jack.
Well, it seems BTR banned one of my IPs again.
Oh, that's what we got to learn. I told you the other night, man. I told you. I've been telling you.
I'm not sure
why.
I'm not sure why they did that, though.
Yeah, if you could buy this platform, what are you talking about?
That's all right. I can change my IP at will now.
That's right. Easy. You guys ever heard of the band Pantera? Either one of you?
No, but I've heard of the color chart.
Okay, you ever heard of Metallica?
And I loved eating in that restaurant. They got great bread.
Okay, you hear their Metallica? Well, I'm the Metallica singer. Okay, I'm that heavy hardcore Pantera singer. That's me.
Hey, and what sing in Metallica?
What's that?
What do you sing in Metallica?
Oh, I can do anything but Metallica. It's no big deal.
The Black Conservative has been asking people on his show to contribute money to pay for BTR. Now, have you seen where he lives?
No, I don't even know his name.
His name is Kenny L. Bolton. Used to be a pastor, but he's been defrocked. Kenny has people on his show saying, hey, I'm on disability, I'm on SSI, I can't afford it, but I'll do without HBO or I'll do without cable for a month to keep the Black Conservative show going. Meanwhile, he's collecting money on PayPal.
Mm-hmm.
And probably collecting 10 times what it costs him to pay them for a month. And sitting there letting these people who have no money give him money. And that's what he's all about, because
right.
All his court records
show. Somebody does that, Jew, when somebody does that, who's the idiot? You know, I mean, the beggar, think about it, the beggar or the giver?
The idiot is the grifter.
Is that me or you, Bill?
Yes, it should be. Yeah, it should be. Oh, it should be buyer beware. But these people believe in the Black Conservative. He's a grifter. I think that's what it's all about.
So you and Debbie buried the hatch, obviously?
I was never angry at Debbie.
Oh, give me one. You hate my guts, Sid.
Debbie thinks I'm one of the most evil people in the world, but I'm one of the nicest people you'll ever meet.
Let's make BTR history. I love you, Jew.
No, we're not making that tonight. But
you're a good guy, buddy. Yeah, I've always thought you're a good guy. I always stuck up for you.
Great guy.
Now, I just can't stand these rumors, Debbie. I can't stand these rumors about people saying that you want me dead. I don't understand that.
Bill, Jesus Christ, I'm a goddamn soccer mom. I might want you dead. Jesus Christ, how stupid is that?
I know, but it's like a constant. No, I don't believe it. But I hear these things and I go, what are the freaking hell are we?
You should hear what I hear.
I couldn't imagine.
You should hear some of the shit they tell me. They played a video audio. They played an audio of you. Check this out. And I could play it for you right now if you don't believe me. They have an audio of you saying, I have 10, this is you talking. Boys, I have $10,000 in a Visa prepaid card for y'all if you will go and kill Debbie Daly. It's on YouTube. Came out today.
What?
This is Vince in the Bay, and these are the Knights of BTR.
There you have it. Now let's bring on the Jew. What it do, Jew?
You have way too much time in your hands.
Lover boy.
But where'd the music come from?
That,
I liked it.
Oh, you don't recognize the music?
Sounds like something out of Bugsy.
Debbie and the Jew, oh. Sitting in the tree. K-I-S-S-I-N-G.
Wags is over there now making nice.
You ever heard of The Days of Our Lives?
Yeah, but I never watched it. He's over there with Ogle. Ogle's over there, too.
Oh, of course, yeah. They made up. Yeah, here you go. So, in order to get that reference, here you go, Jew.
Yeah. And now we have Benjamin Solomon as the co-host of the Black Conservative. And is it the fact that he's up against the Black Conservative that it now sounds like I'm listening to Einstein? What's going on?
Dude.
Debian.
You know.
Dimitri. K-I-S-S-I-N-G.
That was definitely a blooper.
Yeah, I don't know what's going on with all of that. I just want to get down to business here. You and Debbie are cool now, right?
Who said that?
When's the wedding?
Well, I think that clip pretty much spoke volumes about the current relationship that you two fostered together.
Clip was doctored. I pretty much
just went in there. Just snipped one end and snipped the other and threw the music under it, and
it was
done.
The music
about
that did it. The music makes it seem like it's more than what it is.
Oh, yeah,
Debbie
and
the
Jew
sitting in the tree.
Dramatic.
K-I-S-S-I-N-G. First comes love, then comes marriage, then comes Jew with the baby carriage.
Jew's already got the baby carriage. It's in my bed right now.
With being friends. What's wrong with being friends with a Skype asshole, you stupid son of a bitch? Shut up.
Yeah. That's what I said. All right.
Yeah.
Where's Moxie?
Who's that?
Don't let him change the subject, Vince.
M-O-X-I-E?
Not familiar with him. Anyway, so what else is... So you and Debbie are cool now. How about so Bill and Debbie are cool now. So that leaves Han shot first, right?
Apparently, Corey is still mad at Muslim towelheads.
Oh man, he's never. Corey needs to get over himself, right?
And I did notice Ken when you were asking him about whether he was off the drink, that he ignored that question several times.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you notice a lot of stuff, don't
help.
You?
I notice
everything. Some bitch.
I notice everything.
Yeah. And then some.
All right, I need somebody to explain this repo thing on True TV.
Which one?
All
Why don't you shove it up your ass before I use your damn yarmulke as a coffee filter? All right, you piece of garbage?
Are they all staged, or is this all...
Operation Repo is nothing but recreations. It's all fake. Now, there is one on there called Lizard Lick Towing, and that is real.
Well, why do I want to look at some kind of recreation?
Lizard Lick Towing is actually pretty damn funny.
Oh, well, this is really annoying me. This is like the Jerry Springer show of Repo Man. I remember the original movie, Repo Man, the one with the glowing green car.
Why are you trying to change the subject, lover boy?
What's the subject?
You and Debbie getting married.
Do I need to do something evil?
Well, I didn't say that.
Please do. Please, yes. Please. we're all waiting.
Well, is she still on calling to her show? Call into our show. Let's start some stuff up.
No, let's not say we did. I think we're already on our network, technically, probably by now. So it doesn't really. I guess it doesn't even matter.
And Vince, I have to agree with you. Diesel Kilgore was the brains behind
There is no Nature Diesel Boy. Kilgore. Nature Boy and Diesel Kilgore are the same.
No, they're not. They're two different guys that
sound the same. No.
No.
Sound the same. Yeah. Yeah.
They're the same.
They've been friends for 17 years. I think they were butt buddies for probably a good 15 of that. And so you start talking like your mate after a while. And that's what happened. And they broke up last night.
Where did this breakup occur?
It actually happened the night before on Prankville.
Yeah.
Last night was kind of a replay. I mean, he went off. Nature Boy went off because Diesel was calling the Skype assholes, telling Old Snake what he thought of them. And Nature Boy didn't like that. Meanwhile, Snake's there saying an N-word over and over, and Debbie happens to tell the joke, and I will quote it, that the shortest book she ever wrote or ever read was The Black Men I've Met While Yachting.
Hey, you want to relive Snake on Prankville, USA? Here you go, in case you missed it. Here's Snake, drunk as a fucking skunk on Prankville.
Yes, sir.
The Nature Boy rides solo tonight. It's Prankville, USA, right here on Blog Talk Radio. Woo! Debbie Daly?
He's bagging her shit, man. Where's you?
Also, hello? Debbie?
Nature Boy?
Yes, this is the Nature Boy, Ric Flair. And you are live on the air right now, Blog Talk Radio, Prankville, USA. Welcome to the show.
We've got Snake and the Skype Assholes on the line, and the Skype Assholes.
Really? Do we have the Skype Assholes here? Are you guys really here, Snake? Is that you?
Bill Wagner, man. We want to know about Bill Wagner. What is Bill Wagner up to? Where's Bill Wagner living? Where's he at?
Snake, can I ask you a question there for all of our listeners on Blog Talk Radio right now?
Dude, don't do that Blog Talk shit, man. I'm smoking a cigarette. There ain't nobody calling with Wagner shit. We want to know all the Wagner shit out on the airwaves.
What is the big beef between you guys?
Bill Wagner.
Bill
Wagner.
She's great.
Snake?
Nature Boy.
What is the big beef with you and Bill Wagner?
Bill Wagner. All right? Blog Talk did not appreciate us. Bill Wagner. And we have shunned him now. Bill Wagner. Because we got the likes of the one-eyed Jew and Bill Wagner. Well, we put Bill Wagner on Blog Talk. So Bill Wagner is in, right? He made Blog Talk. And Bill Wagner. Well, then we take credit. Bill Wagner, and well, Bill Wagner. All right? So we take credit basically for all Blog Talk. And, well, you're left with the one-eyed Jew and the black conservative and that dude out there in the gay bay, man, whatever that fucking name, I forget.
Fits of the Bay?
Whatever.
Yeah. Are you talking about Fits of the Bay?
Yeah, that dude, man. Yeah.
You're tuned to Disorderly Conduct with your host, Vince in the Bay. Call in now, biatches, 347-826-7667. And now, back to the show.
Vince in the Bay.
I'm a troll and a liar.
What about Vince in the Bay?
Yahoo!
Ah!
Bay.
It's in the Bay.
It's in the Bay.
Hi there, honey. I'm number one. On the network.
Okey-dokey, we're back. It's Vince in the Bay here with you. I got the Jew and Ken Moore here with me. We're kicking it freestyle here. We just went into we're catching up on a lot of the stuff that happened over the weekend. Diesel Kilgore defected from Prankville, USA. Snake called into Prankville, USA, slobbering drunk, as you heard there. And basically all he could say the whole time was Bill Wagoner. Speaking of which, as I was playing that clip, Bill Wagoner, like, jumped in the chat room and spammed my chat room real quick and then bailed. So that was kind of weird.
Debbie told him to do it.
Why?
Because you always spam her chat room, so she told him to get you back.
Oh, I haven't
really?
Spammed her chat room in. I haven't spammed her chat room in months.
Well, that may be, but she still talks about it as if it was current.
Oh, okay.
Evidently,
so,
the slight is all right. Still going.
So I wonder what right. Bill wants. He wanted me. What do you think he wants?
Your soul?
Oh, I don't know.
He says he's got some mind-blowing news. I wish he would have just like called into my show and just announced his broke the mind-blowing news on my show.
How about we call him?
What possible mind-blowing news could there be?
How about we call him, Nair Vince?
Do you really want to find out what the mind-blowing news is right now?
Oh,
do you have
sure.
anything better? Hold on. Do you have anything better?
No, I don't actually.
Let's find out. All right, start dialing.
Let's
get your finger out and start poking those keys.
All right, what's the number?
Hell, I don't know.
Can I do everything? Hold on.
Yeah, give me the number here. All right.
Let's find out. 347.
Get ready, folks. Your craniums are about to explode. What's that?
347.
326. 326.
9835.
9835. All right, here we go. With a little dialing music. Let's get some music going here.
That's not the number.
To the host, please press 1 at any time, and the host will be notified that there is a caller in queue. Otherwise,
it's some number.
You will be able to listen to the show.
It's 347-301-4698.
A secret. That's not a secret on Blog Talk Radio. You have more listeners than you think. That's why.
There we go.
You have more listeners than you think. Now, just think of it that
that's
way.
That's right. You think you have one right now.
Yeah, I know. Call in, Stormy. Call in. Come in. So, you know, let me just tell you. You have more listeners than you really think. Blog Talk Radio does not report to you correctly what the listenership is. So, back to my story. There's a show on the internet, a couple of them, on Blog Talk Radio, that... Okay, there's 111. Yo, what's going on? Oh, I hear some Vince music in the background.
Yeah, that would be us.
Vince
music.
All
right, guys.
That would be Vince, then. Hey, what's up?
I got some information for you guys.
We saw in the chat room, dude, about something about mind blowing news. We want our minds blown.
Yeah, and there's nothing about mind blowing going on to Vince of the Bay.
Do you want
zero zilch?
Block these Skype son of a bitch.
What's that?
Why you block me on Skype, you Skype son of a bitch?
You're not blocked on
Skype.
Unblock
me. Yes, I am. You're never on there.
Bill, you're on 3 of my aliases. Hold on a second. Let me add you to the one I'm on right now.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. I'm blessed. Thank you.
Yeah,
thank
but
you,
but wait a minute. But I haven't blocked you. You've been on my regular one. I've been on my regular one most of the time.
Okay. I promise I won't tell. Okay. I'm not CFGA. But no, I have mind-blowing news. I have mind-blowing news. I do. I absolutely do. Did you guys hear any of my songs, by the way? Did you hear my lyrics of how I'm Bill Wagoner can actually get up and roar like a freaking lion? Have you ever heard that one before?
No. Lay it on us, bro.
All right, you ready? Are you
ready? Yeah, for sure.
This is Bill Wagoner.
We are ready. Yeah.
Here we go. Hold on. Here we go. One second. Here we go.
Or something.
Welcome to the Bill Wagoner Radio Show. The American Badass is live on the air. This is me too. And guitar. That's me. I'm going crazy a little bit on guitar, and I wrote all the tunes and blah, 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 and that's me screaming and kicking ass on stage. What do you think?
That scared me.
That's why you
that
didn't come to
badass.
A show. Actually, you would come to a
really
show.
You sounded really pissed off.
Yeah, I know. That's the reason.
That's actually a love song.
You know?
If I heard the lyrics correctly, that was actually a love song, wasn't it?
Fuck the world and all it's worth, every inch of planet Earth.
Yeah, yeah. Like I said, just raw passion. I loved it, man.
Exactly.
I thought it was rocking, dude.
You see,
what's the name of your band?
Missing
dude?
Since Monday. Missing Since Monday.
Well, when you find the name of your band, let me know. I'd love to check them out.
Yeah, you know what I'm going to do is, you know, I'll tell you this story later. When I'm back and I'm doing my thing, Jude knows about this. I'm basically going to be back on stage and rocking the house and doing my thing and making my millions and forgetting about it. And just doing the radio and putting my book out there and whatever. But the point is the reason I do music like that is because when I get on stage, I roar the crowd up so much. I was sitting, okay, I'm in this concert, okay, and I have 2,000 people sitting there, right? They're all not sitting there standing. And I'm sitting there, and I'm playing this song called America with a K. And it really relates to today. And during the intros, like music playing, I'm talking. And I can say whatever I want to say. And this is when Bill Clinton was president. And I said, Hillary Clinton, you slutty-ass bitch. Something like that. Something to that effect. You and your husband need to be impeached, you liberal cocksuckers. Something like that, right? And there was this whole crowd of people, man. They just looked at me like, oh, my God, he said what about Bill Clinton? Oh, my God. So, you know, yeah. That's the point, Jew. To scare the shit out of you, piss you off, get you ranting, and get you roaring. So, you know, that's called heavy metal, dog.
I wet myself, Bill.
So, that, you know, that's what it's all about.
If it's not Ethel Merman, he doesn't understand it.
Well, or Shirley Horn. Let's not forget Shirley Horn, please.
Oh, man. Oh, that's somebody.
You guys don't even know who Shirley Horn is.
I have no idea who Shirley Horn is.
She's a black woman in her 80s by now, and probably one of the best jazz vocalists that ever lived.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, the mind-blowing news. Well, one piece of the puzzle is, guess what? I know the technicians of Blog Talk Radio. They called me, and they're my fans.
They're not my fans.
Guess what that means? They're my fans. They listen to me every night on archives.
They hate me.
And let me tell you another story.
Yeah.
Your archives are not legit. So you've got about 20 times the listeners that you really think you have. I know the guys that run this whole entire platform. They called me this afternoon wanting to do business with me. And they told me what's going down. I'm not going to name the company because I'm not
going
to give it away.
What's
but they
going
are
down?
Fans of my show. And what's going what?
What's going down?
What do you mean, what's going down?
You said you're not going to tell us what's going down. I said, what's going down?
Well, I'm not going to tell you what's going down with those guys. I can't mention their name. I mean, what am I going to do, give away the golden goose? Give me a break.
Wait a minute, what are you saying? Are you saying that Blog Talk Radio is about to be bought?
No, what I'm trying to tell you is I know the people that run this and are upgrading it as we speak.
To what?
And if this contract goes bad, they're done.
What does that mean, done?
Over. Kaput. Goodbye.
You mean we're all going to be on talk show?
That's right.
Well,
using the Facebook interface?
Uh-huh.
It's not a terrible...
And I got the call today, brother. I got the call. Now, why is that?
Which call did you
get? Why would
get?
I get the call? The guy called me up and told me. He says, Bill, I'll listen to you every archive, every show, every time, you know, every afternoon. And he's probably listening to this one tomorrow, same time, same place, 3 o'clock afternoon. They call me and say, Bill, you talked all about us. Thank you. God bless you guys. So you know what, Blog Talk Radio, I want Bill Wagoner back. I don't want to be called the American Dad anymore. I want to be called Bill Wagoner. That's my name, and that is the way I get my things out there on Google and all that.
All right, hold on a second. I got to test this now. But still got
three
aspirins.
How can you possibly test it?
I typed your name in. I still got three asterisks.
Right. I know. I just found this out today, Jew.
What?
And I had time to talk to the powers that be. But
okay.
mind-blowing news is the goal I was telling you about, Jew, which you know about.
Yeah.
I think Ken knows about. My $100 million investor is online, baby. He's online from Texas. God bless Texas.
I heard you tell
me. Bill Wagoner will be
Daly.
A billionaire by the end of this year, brother. And Bill Wagoner, myself, I want to share the wealth with my friends. So,
I heard you telling that to Debbie Daly tonight.
I know. I just called in for the hell of it.
I was frightened.
I'm excited, man. Wouldn't you be excited if a guy with $100 million called you up and said, hey, I want to invest in your company. I want to take it over and do this stuff and give you all this money?
Yes.
Wouldn't you be excited?
Yes.
Damn right. So I got the news, and I says, oh, here's a call. Shall go on. What the hell? And I called Debbie. So I had no beef. But the bottom line is I know who controls Blog Radio right now. Blog Talk Radio. I know who controls it. I know the deal. I know they can shut them off in 10 seconds. Boom. Like that. I want Bill Wagoner back. That's it. And I want Bill Wagoner crew gone. Goodbye. Get out of here. I don't want Skype assholes on here at all anymore. Goodbye. Get the hell out of here. You guys suck balls and you can lick my ass. No, you can't lick my ass because you'd like to.
You know, I was just thinking about that, Bill, because if they're sucking your balls, licking your ass is not that far away.
Well, they're not going to suck my balls, and they're not going to lick my ass. What do you think about that, Vince? Vince.
Yeah. You know what Vince did? Vince ran.
Hey, what's going on?
Yeah, Vince just
got
out
of the air.
Vince just took his head out of a long tubular thing with smoke at one end.
Yeah, it's okay, well, I wish I had one of those right now.
Is my webcam on or something? Are you on my Insider Extreme cam right now, Jew, watching me again?
I know you way too well.
That's called a pipe.
Yes.
So here's a secret, guys, too, by the way. It doesn't matter who's in your chat room, okay? That does not determine your audience, all right? That's another secret, too.
There's people that listen to you on mobile devices. There's also this thing called Cinch, I think it is. And there's a couple other platforms that broadcast BTR content. So yeah, but they include that in your numbers though. If you go to your
No, they don't. I'll tell you why. You want to know why? I'm the internet guy. You want to know why?
Why?
Money, brother. Why? Money, 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 money. What do you think those banner ads are on the front of your page? What do you think they cost? I mean, what do you think they get paid on every time someone clicks on a banner?
I have no clue, but not as much.
$1.50. $1.50.
People think they're worth
$1.50.
Yeah.
$1.50 to $5 every time someone clicks on a banner. You're not getting it either, are you?
I know. Well, I don't have a show.
Right.
They don't like me over there, Blog Talk Radio.
I don't know why they don't like you. You know what, man? No matter what anybody says about you, brother, you know, you've got a great radio voice. And you've
I don't
got
know.
Talent, so.
It's really distressing, Bill. I lay awake at night thinking about it.
Sure you do.
I do.
Yeah, sure you do.
I've even heard you cry about it.
Cry for us, Jew.
I can't.
You can't cry.
I can't do it.
Well, I tell you what, guys. It's going to be a exciting, busy month for me. And I don't know what to do. So I'm just telling you that things are just blowing up. And, Jew, I told you about this. I told you. What was I telling you all week long? Was I saying, Jew, come on. And you're going, I don't know. You know, whatever you were thinking. And here it is. But listen, everybody out there today listening out there that is going to be out there tomorrow, the next day, Bill Wagoner is sharing the wealth. I'm not a greedy man. I'm a humble man, actually. And when I do radio, when I'm on stage, I am just a personality. But when I'm off stage and when I'm not on the radio, I am a very humble, nice guy. And these guys can and you can vouch for that. I'm not the same person.
Well, we're all wrapped up. Vince just woke up.
Yeah. Hey, with that, I think I'm gonna bail out here on you, Bill. Thanks for sharing the news.
Hold on a second there. Hold on, Jasper.
I'll catch you soon.
Like Sam through the hourglass, so are the Knights of BTR.
This is Vince in the Bay, and these are the Knights of BTR.
You know what West Coast niggas is gonna tell me? This is too West Coast.
You in my own thing. And if you got a problem with that, then they need to go bang,
yeah.
And I'll be everywhere on the map, but I rep that twist, I rep that twist, I rep that twist, I rep that twist,
uh-huh.
I rep that twist,
come on.
I rep that twist, I rep that twist, I rep that twist.
Turn
I
it up.
I'll be doing my own thing.
Yeah.
And if you got a problem with that, then they need to go bang,
bang,
bang, bang,
bang.
And I'll be everywhere on the map, but I rep that twist,
yeah.
I rep that twist,
uh-huh.
I rep that twist, I rep that twist, I rep that twist. I rep that whiz, I rep that whiz, I rep that whiz.
Don't you know that? I rep that. Why you got to let that boy in the building? Don't you know that? He about to kill him, don't you know that? He about to hurt y'all feelings. Can't find Ram, might as well play the villain. I'ma get him. Why? Cause I can't babysit him. I'ma whip him. Treat him like badass children. Is it evil? Y'all better call them people. How I get down just ain't legal. Money long, sorta like Louis Vuitton. I run this shit right here. Call me Marathon. I blow like a cherry bomb. You a small donation, bitch. I'm a telethon. West Coast million. What is he really on? Is it that shit that niggas go silly on? Hell no, the pyroclastic. The flow is evident.
Westside.
And y'all know what I represent.
Doing my own thing. And if you got a problem with that, then they need to go bang,
bang, bang,
bang. And I'll be everywhere on the map, but I rep that twist.
Yeah.
I rep that twist.
Rep
I rep that twist. I rep that twist.
Uh-huh.
I rep that twist. I rep that twist. I rep that twist. I rep that twist. I rep that west.
I rep that dub. I rep that S. I'm a monster. West Side Loch Ness, I'm a problem. Matter of fact, I'm a mess. Los Angeles, so scandalous. South Central, home of so much potential. But if you go there, the warfare is mental. Bring your wheelchair, you're probably gonna need it. Lead this motherfucker, a paraplegic. Niggas round the world that think they wanna bang. Don't get your ass caught up like Lil Wayne. I'm too West Coast for the West Coast. Two Fresnos to Cerritos. Two soul food and burritos. I'm down with Angelinos. Go downtown and give a bum a C-note. This is my town. I run it, you walk it. You just now learning the game. I told
you. Doing my own thing. And if you got a problem with that, then they need to go bang,
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 bang. And I'll be everywhere on the map, but I rep that twist. 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 I rep that.
Nick, you got a problem with this? Let me know so I can add your fucking name on my list. All you West Coast DJs, check your wrist. If you scared to add the big fish to your playlist now. Enemies of this industry, I'm a Hall of Famer. Treated like a stranger. Fuck that, another West Coast banger. Who gives a fuck if they play it in Virginia? I'ma play it on Danker, play it on Western. All up Bandness, we'll make your head turn. Motherfuckers wanna take our style and run that shit 3,000 miles. Then rub the shit all in our face. This award show all at our place. Damn, can
a nigga get a look on tape. Oh, some of that shine, it look like my
own time. Damn. If you got a problem with that, then it nigga go bang, 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 bang. And I'll be everywhere on the map, but I rest that win. I rest that win. I rest that win. I rest that win. I rest that win.
Two West Coast for you motherfuckers. So what? Sanctioned by the OGs of America. The Grand Wizard is a certified G. That means genius, bitch.
Bright and hollow sky. It is a around the corner. Crying out the blue. He said, I don't want a dollar. Don't you give me no dime until you bring back that little girl.
Welcome back. At least three pieces of space junk flying around the International Space Station, putting NASA on full alert. Here's an animation.
I'm
ya reiní.
I'm a troll and a liar.
What about Vince in the Bay?
Inspector, we've discovered the center of the drug traffic. It's one of Valmo's nightclubs. We have it surrounded.
Yahoo.
You're talking through a toilet paper roll or a paper towel roll.
This is not. I'm sorry. BTR is not worth. This is not worth $30 a month. I don't care.
Now it's not better.
Yeah, because I'm talking into my fucking phone again. It's like, you know, if I want to fucking hook up like a real microphone or even just a decent headset through Skype. It's impossible. It just doesn't work on BTR. It's just not how it's meant to be. This is basically a party line. They put the word radio in there to lure you. This is blog talk party line, all right? Because it's a joke. I try to fucking connect my Skype headset and it just doesn't fucking work. I have to fucking reconnect it. I have to like unplug it. You know, shut down Skype, sometimes shut down my entire computer and restart it just to on hopes that it'll work. You know, then I have to deal with, on top of that, I have to deal with my bandwidth issues. Another fucking thing. It's just, fuck it. It's just fucking stupid. It's not worth the hassle, the $40. Like, if this was still free, I could see it, but it's just not there. It's just not there. I mean, the only thing they have is the fact that it's a hub, there's a subscriber base, and that's it. That's it. All they have. It's a piece of shit, worthless. It's a good idea, it's a good concept, but in practice, it's just not there. I don't know what Bill is talking about with his inside knowledge or whatever, but they better upgrade this shit real quick because I'm going to be out the door real fast here, you know? I mean, I don't even care if I get a sponsor or not to pay for it. It's just not, I mean, I wasn't going to pay for this in the beginning just on principle because I didn't think it was worth more than $5 a month. And it's not. It's not proving itself to be any better. So I'm giving BTR another, like, month, and that's it. I'm fucking hightailing my ass out of here. I'll go to Ustream. I don't care if I can only take Skype calls. I don't give a shit. This is just not fucking worth it. And then on top of that, I get fucking trolled by idiots who have no fucking personality or class. It's just, you know, I feel like fucking Debbie Daly right now, but fuck it, you know. I don't blame her. It's just, this BTR bullshit is just... It's just ridiculous.
It's ridiculous. I'm going to go play basketball. I have a basketball in Jones right now.
Basketball Jones! I got a basketball Jones! Got a basketball Jones! Yes, I'm the basketball Jones. Ever since I was a little baby, I've always been dribbling. In fact, I was the baddest dribbler in the whole neighborhood. Basketball. And I love that basketball. I took that basketball with me everywhere I went. That basketball was like a basketball to me. I even put that basketball underneath my pillow. Maybe that's why I can't sleep at night. I need help, ladies and gentlemen. I need someone to stand beside me. I need someone to set a pitch for me as a free throw line of life. Someone to hit the open man on to give him gold and not end up in the popcorn machine. So chill it and help her out.
Oh, yeah, Basketball Jones. All right, I'm trying. Oh, you fucking whore. All right.
Okay, here I am. I'm back. I'm into the bay, trying to Skype again. I got Cletus here. I got Kent Moore. Cletus, what's on your mind, dude?
Oh, nothing. I just figured, you know, you need one of these trolls to call in. I don't have nothing to talk about.
I have no idea what you said, Cletus. You get a weird connection there, dude. Say that again.
Hey, look, what you want? You want to do another prank call or something?
Oh, no, I don't want to do a prank call. I'm not really up for doing a prank call right now myself. You know, I noticed I did a, what did I do? What did we do the other day? The Saturday we called that
erotic girl
to escort. Yeah, we call the escort. Now, all these, I listened to the Cowpoke show the other day. What's he doing? He's calling the Bunny Ranch on his show. I tune into Bobby. He's doing the same thing. It's like monkey see, monkey do on this goddamn network.
Right, right. You're the leader, man. That's, you know, they come in.
I'm just doing my thing, dude. And you know what? Hey, I'm, you know, if so, it's not the first time anybody's, like, you know, crank called somebody on a radio show. I get, you know, granted. But sometimes people just act like it's the first time they've ever encountered it. But I have to admit, though, I did call into Cowpoke's show when he did that. I thought it was pretty funny because it was actually a whole bit. Like, he wasn't just calling into like the Bunny Ranch and stuff. He was calling hotels and like getting rates on rooms and stuff. And like, he was planning out like an entire trip for like all of us. He was like, and he would get on the phone with like somebody at like the Venetian Hotel and be like, yeah, so there's going to be probably about 10. Of us. See, Debbie Daly's going to be there, Moxie, Bill Wagoner, Vince in the Bay. You know, he's just going to say all these people like she knows who they are, you know? Like she's a fucking avid BTR listener or something. But it was pretty funny. You got to check that out. I think it was yesterday, maybe, or maybe it was, I don't know. It's all the days just kind of blur into one another for me.
All right. Yeah, I'll check it out later. See what's going on with it. Well, what you got on your mind tonight? What you wanna do?
Oh, nothing. Yeah, you know what? I'm kind of in transit right now. I'm in the midst of moving. I'm moving from the South Bay up to San Francisco, and so I'm just kind of, things are kind of chaotic and hectic, and I'm just sort of all over the place. And on top of that, I got like business and stuff going on, and yeah, at the same time trying to do a world renowned radio program here. And I want to thank my listeners, Annette Bem Anderson, I don't know what that is, Beneath Everything, aka Ronnie Wrecker, Dumbfounded America, Ken Moore, Shike, Someone of No Particular Whatever. Shoot K. Oh, man. We're almost done here. Thank God.
You got 30 more minutes, man.
Yeah. Oh, hey. That's nothing, dude. I'll burn through that. So what else? What's on your mind, Cletus? What have you been up to, man?
I don't know. Same old bullshit. You know? Same old bullshit, just, you know, the world's lovely, you know. I don't know what else to say. I mean, everything, I don't know. Sometimes it's best not to even watch the damn things, right? Really nothing good.
Oh, yeah.
Alone. I mean, shit.
Well, you don't need to. You just go on Twitter and you can have your senses numbed by just looking at Twitter. Sometimes it's the people's reaction to the news that's more disturbing than the news itself.
Oh yeah. Yeah.
Oh hey, you know what? I want to do a plug for another radio show that I listen to on BTR. This guy, he's got the misfortune of scheduling his show during the last hour of the Ghost Show. But you should really check him out. I'm trying to convince him he should move his show back an hour and do it, like, after Ghost ends his show. But it's Stoner Jesus, and it's the Stoner Jesus Internet Radio Show. He does it every day at 4 p.m. Pacific, so that's 7 p.m. Eastern. And I try to call in as much as I can, and I try to call in at 4:20 every day because he's on at 4:20 where I am. So I try
What does the chef consist of, Vince? What is he talking about?
Oh, he talks about marijuana-related news items and stuff. He's a blogger. He does this Pothead Pundit blog and Pothead Pundit YouTube channel. And he's based out of Kentucky. He's like basically a conservative hick stoner.
Yeah. Hey, you got the one-eyed Jew? Is he still on?
I don't think so. I think he left.
Okay.
Yeah, he's gone. It's just you and me again.
I was going to ask him what he thought about the. You heard about it, but I think Iran was bringing two warships through the Suez Canal. I believe
it. Yeah, I heard about that. You know what I think about that? I don't give a shit. I think it's much about nothing. They apparently, this is a routine exercise that had been planned for months in advance. They had 2 months prior knowledge of this. This is not something that just popped up. It was scheduled well ahead of time. Everybody knew about it. They're just trying to make some big deal about it because it's the first time they passed. They passed warships through the Suez Canal in a while. I'll tell you what. Everybody, the media is doing its best to try to hype this up and make it seem like there's some impending doom on the horizon, right? They want so bad for there to be some turmoil and drama. There's plenty of turmoil and drama to go around, but they just amplify it even more. And every little move anybody makes, especially Iran, any move they make is going to be, scrutinized, especially by the West, especially by the United States news media. So they're going to hype it up. They're just all about hyping it up.
And to go even further, I think it was on Fox News, they made a big deal about Gaddafi condemning Israel. It's like he's condemned Israel for years. So what's the news on that?
Yeah.
Exactly. It's much ado about nothing. All this is they're trying to rally these people power coups in all these different countries, and they're hoping it's going to have like a chain reaction that's. What they really want to happen is to have a chain reaction and to cause people to riot in Tehran, but it's not going to happen. They tried. They got close a couple years ago, in 2009, with that Twitter Green Revolution bullshit. They tried really hard. CNN tried really hard, but they just couldn't do it. And I think it's interesting that everybody here is like. All about, the people are saying this and Mubarak should step down and, oh, my God, the people just, it's so obvious. There's thousands of people out protesting Mubarak. He should step down. Hello, look at our own country. We had the goddamn Tea Party. Same thing, thousands of people calling to get rid of Obama. They don't like him. They want to get rid of him. And why shouldn't Obama step down then? The Tea Party has spoken. The people have spoken. Thousands of people all across the country don't like Obama, don't like his policy, want him to, I would imagine a lot of them want him impeached. Because, I mean, everybody wants the opposition impeached, right? It seems like every guy, they talked about impeaching Bush, they talked about impeaching Clinton, all of them.
Yeah.
Well, and, what we really should do is pull our troops all back home.
Exactly.
Spending all that damn money.
Sure.
Secure,
Put it back. Secure our borders.
And I'm not just talking the southern border. I'm talking about the northern borders as well.
Throw all that money that's going overseas. Throw that into rebuilding our fucking infrastructure in our country instead of talking about it and about those incentives and bullshit. I mean, just funnel that shit that's going to other countries. I mean, that's our taxpayer dollars that's going overseas
No, it's supposed to be national defense, not offense. And when we're out fighting other people's wars and protecting other countries, and we can't even protect our own, there's a problem there.
Yeah.
But why are we discussing politics?
I don't know. Vince didn't want to do a mic deal, so we figured something else would go on. You know?
All right, who do you want me to prank call, dude? Who do you want me to call?
Let's prank the Jew.
Okay. Where is he? He's probably
We've got to have a game plan.
Huh?
What's the game plan?
So random. This girl, Little Miss Cuntcake, I started following this chick because Callie suggested it. She just says random stuff like nice penis. She didn't say it to anybody in particular either. It's just nice penis.
Yeah.
Let's prank. We could prank Ronnie Rucker.
No, we're not going to prank Ronnie Rucker. I'd love the Ronnie Rucker to call in. Ronnie, you missed. I had a couple of shows dedicated solely to music. Yesterday, I did a show dedicated to all the artists at Bonnaroo. As you know, the Bonnaroo lineup was announced yesterday, and last night I dedicated the entire show to Bonnaroo artists. Oh, geez, what the fuck did I play? I played Buffalo Springfield. I played Mumford and Sons. I played Eminem, Arcade Fire, The Strokes. There's that new Strokes, brand new Strokes record out now, or new Strokes song that just came out yesterday to that coincided with the with the Bonnaroo announcement. I Conan O'Brien introduced the Bonnaroo lineup. And he said Bonnaroo like about 8,000 times.
You even played Loretta Lynn.
Oh, yeah. Loretta Lynn's going to be at Bonnaroo. I played Loretta Lynn. That's a great Loretta Lynn song I played, too. I'm going to play it again. Fuck it. Call in, Ronnie, dude. If you have anything better to do, we got 20 minutes to fill here. We can talk music. I guess some new music just came out today. I don't even know what it was. But or yesterday, I guess, the music came out. But, yeah, Loretta Lynn's going to be at Bonnaroo. That is correct. Bonnaroo. Loretta Lynn.
Bonnaroo. 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 Can't stop saying a Bonnaroo. 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 A Bonnaroo. 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 Can't stop. Bonnaroo.
Thank you.
you'll know she met up with Matt, it was Leroy Brown. Well, the smoke was all gone, 6 cubits cut it with a knife. And the music's so loud, you can hear the same line twice. Hey, Leroy Brown, how do you like my big old pink limo? Just drawed all your money out of the bank today, honey. You don't have no more.
I'm imagining he walked off with his headset on, like in that movie, My Big Green.
Debbie, are we on the network right now? What the hell is
hey,
going
Debbie?
On?
All right, is this Scooter Bitch?
Yeah.
Put Scooter Bitch on the phone for a minute.
She is.
Scooter Bitch, I have a question for you.
Go ahead.
Go ahead.
You're just a bitch.
How the hell do you and Vic do it?
Vic?
Okay, I don't know what the hell that was about.
Well, I'm sure it involves
like
a lot of
blue. Sounds like Nature Boy. Nature Boy is simulcasting Debbie's show and my show without her knowing, I think. I don't know.
Her expressed written permission.
Exactly. All right, so that was interesting. I built that all up for Nature Boy, and he just.
Well, like we said earlier, like you said earlier, that the brains behind the operation is in fact Diesel Kilgore, not Nature Boy.
Yeah. Oh, speaking of brains, okay. So I was using my brain earlier today. I was on Twitter. And this guy, I follow this guy, his name is on Twitter, is Stop Beck, S-T-O-P-B-E-C-K, Stop Beck.
Mm-hmm.
This guy's account and his whole existence for his Twitter account is based on the fact that he wants sponsors to stop sponsoring Glenn Beck. He wants Glenn Beck taken off the air.
Wow, I was thinking it was Senior Beck.
His sole purpose is to stop Glenn Beck. And so he tweeted today. So he said that so today he says, what did he say? Let me find it. Now, granted, I'm not trying to defend Glenn Beck, but okay, here he is. He's talking about Glenn Beck. So here's the tweet from Stop Beck. He says, quote, "He's so obsessed with Soros. If Glenn Beck was a Ghostbuster facing Gozer, he'd definitely summon Marshmallow Soros as the Destructor." And so, like, I saw that and I was like, dude, who is the guy whose name is Stop Glenn Beck? Where is his place to say that the complaint that Glenn Beck is obsessed with Soros?
It'd be irony, wouldn't it?
I said, I'm not sure you're the one to talk about someone being obsessed with someone else. And then he says, what does he say to me? He says, focused, not obsessed. Oh, so when he's focused on Glenn Beck, but Glenn Beck is obsessed with George Soros. But Glenn Beck doesn't have a Twitter account say stop Soros. You know? Like I hate the fact that I'm defending Glenn Beck, but I have to here just because this guy Stop Beck is just people to me contradict themselves on Twitter so much it just boggles my mind. And I try to call people out on it sometimes when I think it's just ridiculous. Like, you know, Larry O'Connor, I'm following him on Twitter, and he got hit by some blogger on Media Matters, like, talk shit about Larry, and I thought it was pretty funny, but, dude, this guy was picking on Larry because he said something about Lovie Smith, the coach of the Bears, and somehow he turned it into Larry was being racist because Lovie Smith is black. And he thinks he shouldn't be the coach of the Bears. And this guy, he works for Media Matters, and he did a whole blog post on Larry talking about the coach of the Bears. And I was just like, I can't believe this, dude. These people, this guy, those people at Media Matters, they get paid to do that, dude. They get paid by George Soros, of course, or whoever. They get paid by these people to blog about Larry tweeting about Lovie Smith coaching the Bears. That's the world we live in now, folks. You can get paid to blog about somebody tweeting about sports. Once again, let me repeat that. There is employment out there for people who want to blog about people tweeting about sports. There you have it.
Well, you pay me to blog about your tweets.
Hey, you can blog my tweet any day. I'm just glad I'm not Patriot Gregging right now. I don't care. I'm fucking so pissed off at BTR.
I would have never guessed it.
What else is going on?
I don't know. Is Ronnie drinking Wild Irish Rose this week? Mad Dog 2020? What's he drinking this week?
He drinks wine a lot.
Well, Mad Dog is wine, and so is Wild Irish Rose, and there's even a wine called Night Train. He likes cheap wine. And he won't call in. Maybe the straying runner from Hawaii to the rest of the world.
He does two-buck check.
He likes that boxed wine. That's high quality stuff.
Thank
there.
You, very nice.
Oh man. Hey Ronnie, if you can hear me and you can chat at the same time, just wondering who from Bonnaroo, if you were able to see the lineup, who from Bonnaroo would you be most excited to see? Oh boy, here we got the Nature Girl back. 12 minutes to go, folks. If you want to call into the show, you should do it now. 347-826-7667. It's Vince in the Bay. Nature Boy, I see you. Are you going to talk, or what are you doing?
Going to wrestle, baby.
How did we get, how are we picking up Pretty Boy again? Vince?
I don't know.
Hello?
Call him? No, I just called James.
Thank you, Debbie.
Are you sure?
No, hello, Debbie. Can you hear me, Debbie?
Thank you.
Vince, I can hear Vance.
I'm my Pretty Boy all over that lower.
The Nature Boy.
Holy hell, we're on the network.
The Nature Boy is dead. The Nature Boy.
We're on the network.
Is dead.
Nature Boy's down about 300 feet to the left.
Nature Boy is dead. Long live the sheriff, or what? I don't know, but you know what we always say? What do they say? The sheriff.
Hi, Conan O'Brien.
There is only darkness now.
Bonnaroo?
Bonnaroo!
Bonnaroo?
Be darkness now.
Bonnaroo?
Bonnaroo?
The Nature
Bonnaroo.
Boy is
Bonnaroo.
Dead.
Bonnaroo?
Bonnaroo?
The Nature Boy.
A Bonnaroo!
A Bonnaroo!
Is dead.
All right.
Bonnaroo!
Bonnaroo!
Okay.
Bonnaroo!
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 What is Bonnaroo? Van?
Bonnaroo! 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 Can't stop saying a Bonnaroo! 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 Can't stop. Bonnaroo.
I thought I'd be outrageous tonight.
What happened to Reuter? Reuter, I must say, I'm very, very impressed with you doing the backward alphabet.
All right, that's enough of that nonsense. Vince in the Bay, all right, I apologize for the mediocrity on tonight's program. We will return to quality programming tomorrow night. This is what I get for going out of my way to do Knights of BTR. Yeah, this is your weekly dose of late night chit chat here on BTR. There's plenty of drama to go around. There's a lot of wackiness. I mean, we got the whole spectrum there. We did hear from Bill and Debbie tonight and the Jew. It was a pleasure to have all three of them on the program, even though they all were kind of on at different times. But yeah, that was a pleasure to have them with me. And it's a pleasure to have you, the listener, with me, as always. You dictate what happens here if you call in. 347-826-7667. There's still enough time to take calls before we get out of here. You want to call in, do it now. 347-826-7667. Press the number 1 to raise your hand, and that way I know to put you on the air. And, yeah, I don't know what the hell I'm going to do tomorrow, but I'll tell you one thing. I'm not going to do anything like this tonight. You'll have to wait another week for Knights of BTR to show up again. And for those of you who missed it, here was what. No, I can't play. It's too long. I'm gonna have to do it. You just listen. When we finish here, we're gonna finish in about 10 minutes. You just refresh after a couple of minutes after the show's over. If you refresh enough times, you'll catch the beginning of the show, and you'll listen to the introduction, the Knights of BTR. It's kind of like, well, here, you, a little taste of it. But tonight was dedicated to Debbie Daly and One Eyed Jew and Bill Wagoner, and they all three showed up on the program tonight. So that was impressive. That was fun. I enjoyed it. Once again, it's been a terrifying edition of Knights of BTR, but it kind of came together, though, nonetheless.
Hey, Vince.
Yeah, what?
We really need to do something about Goofy. This is two nights this week that he didn't show up for work.
I know. The shitter stinks like a motherfucker. I can't believe it.
Yeah,
flies in there. There's, like, flies in there and stuff. It's disgusting.
He needs to, you know.
I can smell it from here, dude. It's horrible.
And he don't give vacation time or sick time because we pay him under the table because he don't have a Social Security number.
Oh, my God.
So I don't know what to do with him.
I'll tell you what we can do with them. We can play. You know what? I'll play his. He was on last night. Actually, he didn't clean up the chitter last night, but he was on last night. I meant to play his song. He gave me his new song. I'll play it tonight and right before I get out of here in a couple of minutes. I'll play Goofy's song. His new song, "Just Give It to Her." This will be in honor of the ladies of the late night BTR scene, most notably, I guess, Debbie Daly. We actually were on the network for a little while there. That was exciting. Whatever. Oh, okay, so, I got back in here. So Ronnie says Black Keys, The Meters, Strokes, Iron and Wine, The Black Angels for sure, Portugal the Man. Okay, Ronnie, you're going to have to tell me a little bit about Portugal the Man. I saw that, and it's Portugal, period, the Man. I'm thinking it sounds ultra pretentious, must be indie rock, but I have an open mind, dude. I don't know what Chitty Bang is. I don't know if that's like show tunes. Are they doing Chitty Chitty Bang Bang? What the fuck is that? Wiz Khalifa?
Chitty Bang Bang, I love you.
Wiz Khalifa? I mean, is that one of the guys in the Wu-Tang Clan? I don't even know who the fuck that is. But you know what? You got to school me on this shit because I think I'm going to try to go out to Bonnaroo if I can. Chitty Bang is rap. Oh, I thought Chitty Bang... Isn't that Lawrence Fishburne's daughter's porn name?
I'm not sure.
Right. Wiz Khalifa is rap. Chitty Bang is rap. Yeah. Strokes. There you have it. All right, I'm going to get out of here, and I'm going to leave you with the brand new song from the Strokes. And then, podcast listeners, you'll get to hear the new Goofy track after that. But I'm going to sign off. This is brand new from the Strokes. Just came out yesterday, Undercover of Darkness. I'm Vince of the Bay. I'm out of here. Check me out tomorrow night, 10 p.m. Pacific, 1 a.m. Eastern, right here on Blog Talk Radio. And if you don't, well, you can shove it up your ass, and yeah, and other bad stuff. Peace out.
Vince in the Bay. Thank you for listening to the show. I appreciate those who download the podcast and subscribe or whatever. Listen to the archives, whatever you want to call it. You people are fucking cool. I don't know why you do it, but you do. I appreciate it. I get most of my listeners on each show outnumber the podcasts or the archive listeners usually outnumber the live listeners almost every show. so I'm down with the podcast, the archives. I understand a lot of people have lives and can't stay up and listen to the program, so thank you. And we have a friend of the, on the show quite often. He wasn't on tonight. Talking about Goofy Bone. He's the janitor here at BTR. And he's got a recording career going. He's not going to be at Bonnaroo, so I couldn't play him on my show, my Bonnaroo show last night. But who knows? Maybe one day he will play Bonnaroo. And he's got a new song, and I'm going to play it right now for you, and hopefully we can get him on the show sometime soon to talk about it and talk about all of his music. He's got a lot of cool songs, and if you look on his YouTube channel, he's got videos for most of them, and they're really, really, really funny, too. So, Goofy, here it is, his new single, Just Give It to Her. Just give it to her. Oh, I'll just give it to her, Goofy, all right. You know I will, brother. Anyway, here it is, Goofy Bone. Just give it to her right here on Blog Talk Radio and Disorderly Conduct with your man, my sincere thanks to everybody for tuning in. Thank you very much. Talk to you tomorrow night. Here's Goofy.
Sorry. You know what? You're so fucking hot. You're turning me on. I've always wanted to fuck you. And here's my chance.
Girl, you must understand. I could never be your man. I'm just here to be your bone. Giving you something to moan. Hoping that you like it thick. Trust me, baby, I'll bust them lips. Getting you nasty, ready to dance. At the end, I wanna be in your pants. Back at my bed, you're sitting it slow. Positions are nice where you don't wanna go. To strangers that are getting freaky. I feel like a plumber fixing this leaky. Put it in the hole like Tiger Woods. Watching this girl just feel so good. She's falling in love, but I think it's too quick. Cause I'm not a boyfriend. A big plate, so we talking about our bullshit lives. After the meal, we go for a drive. We're smoking on a big ass blunt. She's looking at me like she wants some, so I pass it to her. Welcome to my land. She got so high where she couldn't even land. Laying on the back with her feet in the air, like a naughty vixen. The girl didn't care. Let me hit it all kinds of ways. Sweating like thugs trying to run away from the law. Cause you know what we doing is a crime. But let me hit that one more time. She gotta get going. Her husband's at home. Cause I'm not a boyfriend, I'm just friend.